Welcome to the Living in Lithuania podcast. Join me, Austė, in conversation with internationals who have found themselves living here in Lithuania.
Hi, Vatu.
Hi.
Welcome to the podcast. It's really great to have you here. I think we met only 2 weeks ago and now you're here.
It's great to be here. It's great to meet you 2 weeks ago also. So a pleasure. This is a pleasure to me also. So hopefully we'll have a good conversation.
Yeah, I'm sure we will. Maybe to start, you could just introduce yourself. Let us know where you're from.
Sure. My actual name is Batuhan. It's a pretty common name in Turkey, like not the first boy common name, but it should be the 7th, 8th, like Polius in here, basically. Every Batuhan's are Batu in Turkey. That's the name Destiny. Like every Batuhan, whenever you heard a Batuhan in Turkey, it's directly Batu.
Wow.
Like that's literally like probably for Batuhans, only the moms and dads call Batuhans, and they like in my life, like I mean, I'm 28 years old. Probably I hear someone call me as Batuhan only for 5 times or 6 times, to be honest. So I really feel surprised till someone called me with my full name. Like I was like, all right. So
take us through a little bit to your journey to Lithuania. How did you find out about Lithuania? How did you come here initially?
Yeah, sure. Basically, back then, I was kind of working in the Middle East and very close to Syria, and it was a full of different experience. And fact is, I was so, like, basically emotionally overwhelmed, and I just needed a different journey in my life. I always planned, of course, master's education. But since I lived in Belgium, and every time I visit abroad, I decide to go west of Europe. So it's time for I choose the other side of Europe, basically, this time.
Okay.
And Estonia was super popular back then, even in Turkey. Like in Istanbul, we were hearing a lot about startups. Like it's getting the San Francisco of Europe. So I was like, I'm a mediocre student in university. Probably they won't accept me, but let's take a chance. And the major idea is I really wanted to stay for some time in a place where can I survive with my salary. So. Apparently, Estonia didn't accept me. Then I applied for Latvia and Lithuania. And Lithuania were the first ones to just for the acceptance letter. So I just joined and I'm happy to be here. To be honest, I'm way more happier than Belgium. And it's great to be here. The people are amazing.
Oh, that's really, really cool to hear. So what did you study?
My bachelor's chemistry. And in Lithuania, I decided to go business because the fact is I was so overwhelmed in the university education, full of like a bunch of chemical courses, laboratories, all stuff. And I was like, I'll just work for 2 years or 1 year, then I'm done. Like I will go something else. And that's why Lithuania journey started like that. Actually, I want to open a new chapter. And I want to go for this time something easy that like I can enjoy the life this time, hopefully after a couple of years. And I'm glad to choose as on the Masters of Business Management. Even I did my thesis on the water systems connected to chemistry, of course. But after the whole bunch of like courses and all studying life, I feel so relieved and get really in the Masters. I felt university life in here.
Okay, so how was it? How was university life?
It was cool. I mean, it was not that challenging. And the thesis was hard. That's the hardest part. But the fact is, since from this Middle East experience, I got so many resources. So even my thesis supervisor was telling all the time, like, to use academic, like, scientific literature, basically. But since my resources, like an encyclopedia, basically, and I just don't pretend. And that part, apart from that part, it went really smooth and perfect, almost. I never thought this country would be more international than Western Europe, to be honest. I don't know, I mean, for the majority, but as I said, I lived in Belgium also, and it's only based on one language there. So I never imagined this life in here. I'm so happy and so glad to be here.
Okay, so what did you do in Belgium? What took you there?
It was my third year chemistry internship. I went to a factory, basically. The job is all about chemical engineering. And, like, basically, like, just like you're sitting in front of a laptop, I was just looking for just, like, where to use my French. Because in university, my French level is dropping, like, every time. And just, like, I'm losing it. Because they don't give me the language courses since I have already the B2 certificate. after the high school. And I just saw an ad and it says, wherever come you come from, chemistry candidates, whenever you come from the world, just efficient level of French, just apply. And they called me. Mm-hmm. Hello, we are calling from Belgium. They spoke in French and they just interviewed me. And I went to Liège back in 2016. Mm-hmm. They said, okay, you can start, do your internship in here. They said, and I got the job. I moved to Liège for 4 months. Yeah, my Belgium experience started in that way, basically.
Mm-hmm. Okay, what was it like to live there?
First of all, I'm happy to be a French speaker there. Mm-hmm. Because English is kind of bit... I mean, I don't know if you've ever been, but the country is kind of bit like living two centuries in a different dilemma. Mm. Like, okay. When you go to this Dutch or Flemish sides, to these beautiful cities, Ghent, Antwerpen, Bruges, mm-hmm. it's incredible. Like, you even decide to speak in which language. Mm-hmm. What should I talk? But in the Wallonia region, where the French are most based, mm-hmm. it's like either you speak French, either you speak French.
Okay. That's it. It's a good thing.
So exactly. Like, other than that, comparing to here, the city was like all Belgians and French mixed. There was a lot of people from Lyon Lyon and some from Paris. And it was all French and Belgians based. Like, even I'm not sure if I met Germans or I don't know, any close neighboring countries, mm-hmm. maybe Dutch people. But I was the only, not only, but like the good fact is, I was all the time to, sometimes I was like so sick of speaking French and I wasn't speaking English, so I was crossing Netherlands directly, like to get a fresh air, you know? Yeah. And yeah, apart from it, like in terms of the food, of course, like, because I was kind of a bit a fat person in Belgium because every hour I was drinking, even in the work, during the work, like breaks. And the waffles and the fries, as you know, so.
Yeah.
And, yeah, like, literally one summer, after returning to Belgium, that summer, I lost 25 kilos till September.
Wow.
Yeah. But, I mean, that's super determination. You know? Uh-huh. I just want to be, come back to myself, typical me again. Like, so,
wow. Yeah. So, you say, okay, in Belgium, everybody speaks French. You're forced to. So, here, how do you feel here in Lithuania?
As I said, I never felt this international level. Everybody's from somewhere else. It's incredible. And most of the Lithuanians speak perfect English. So, and mostly the ones I met are super cool. And the fact is, when I say directly that city I'm from, they say like, cool city, like cool place. So it's appreciated. It's been appreciated a lot. So mm-hmm. on the other side, I mean, not only Europe, in that the ones I met are in Lithuania, actually. There are even, I met New Zealanders or Australians here, so it's incredible. I have Costa Rican friends, so mm-hmm. never imagined it this way. Oh. Never, ever.
So do you feel like you're really in this kind of international community?
I always live to be in there. Like, I don't know if I ever told you, my dream is London, only because of that reason, but like probably two of the reasons that I adore the city. It's just I think the city is with the world capital, mm-hmm. and yeah, it feels like that. Mm-hmm. It really feels like that.
Oh wow, that's really nice to hear being compared to London. great. And how do you meet people usually? Like, how do you make friends and
in here
and meet other international people
in here?
Yeah, in Vilnius.
When I came for the studies, I was hanging all with French people. I don't know really why. They were all, you know, gathering in communities or stuff like the mm-hmm. Spanish people mostly. So I was all hanging. But back then I was a student, so life is a kind of bit different. I was just adapting to city. Then I graduated. And I was going to scout surfing meetings and just mm-hmm. possibly attend to every, like, not every, but like being on events and just present yourself. And if the person is nice and text and just keep continuing the communication, basically.
Mm. How do you like the couch surfing meetups? I've been to some, but I think it was maybe four or five years ago. So
one of my closest friends is from Bosnia. I met him from there. I'm glad, like. Probably the guy is the most solid person that I met even in recent 4 or 5 years.
Wow.
After high school, basically. And I told to him to the face also. And yeah, you never know. Like, I was last Saturday, I believe, there was a wine tasting event. The wines were incredible, even I'm a super beer person.
Mm-hmm.
And the hosts were super, super nice. And yeah, you never know what comes up, basically. Like, it can be a bad situation. It can be something, can be like not like, I mean, not pleasant. But on the other side, also can be super pleasant. So. Mm-hmm.
Who organized this wine tasting event?
Someone called, a couple called Paulina and Alex, based on their Russians, yeah, originally.
Oh, okay. Yeah, nice.
It was pretty cool.
Was this also through the couchsurfing community? Or
yeah, it was. I just saw on the ad on Facebook, just like, it was written like, tell your names, first 11 person will be added to the list.
Mm.
And I was apparently the first 11 person.
Okay.
So, yeah.
Nice.
It was cool. It was really good. I mean, the vines were incredible. Like, wow. Like.
That's nice. Yeah, I feel like there's a lot going on and there's so many opportunities, actually, to meet people. I mean, we also met, like, 2 weeks ago, right? We went to a party together and we met. And
exactly. Specifically, this era is, like, after I have a very close Norwegian friend in here who lived in Istanbul as well. We met in a football game with her. After her birthday, end of September, my life is in, I told to her as well, like this today, actually, like my life is in the increasing trends this after your birthday. I met amazing people like this era.
Wow.
I mean, I'm so lucky this year. Like, work, you guys, like, whenever I meet the hosts back there. This era is great, but the only fact is I should stop this amount of socializing, you know? Like, really, I should concentrate on bass or, like, stuff, or I don't know, like, to run somewhere or, like, playing bass guitar. I don't know.
Yeah, well, I mean, you socialize, you find people to do things with, and exactly. Then it transitions into now we're playing together, now we're making music.
Exactly.
Yeah. So do you are you playing music now?
I am. These days I'm covering the Eurovision winner band, the Måneskin, Italians.
Nice.
I'm covering, the bass lines are great, and Victoria, I believe her name was, their bass player. Yeah, she has great bass lines, and it's kind of not that hard that break your finger or stuff. So yeah. and it's pretty catchy as well, so I should spend more time on bass, but since these days I'm kind of flat searching also. Mm-hmm. Like, kind of super stressed that I'm gonna be homeless in 1 month. So hopefully I'll find something tomorrow. I'll visit two locations, hopefully. So apart from it, yeah, I play, like, but the fact is, I mean, as you know, every instrument, like, basically, you have to play, not every day, but, like, practice is practice. Mm-hmm. You know, not even instrument, everything, basically.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know, Lionel Messi is not Lionel Messi, just, mm-hmm. like, because of his talent, so.
I guess, you know, winter is coming, so that'll be a good time to stay in and play more. They say you're looking for a flat. What's the area?
Anywhere, because it's Vilnius market, as you know, is kind of crazy these days. It will be, like, to be honest, I don't know, like, this Pyrmontas area will be awesome, but it's kind of a bit, in this crazy market, it will be a luxury, or, like, I don't know, it just, like, one day it's over and just, like, jump in.
Mm-hmm.
But apart from it, probably, I think I'm going to move near this Shnipiskes area,
mm-hmm.
but towards the Pramoga direction, because it's close to office, and it's not that far to center, so.
Yeah, you can walk from there.
After this wine tasting, I took Bolt's scooter. It just cost €2, actually, mm-hmm. to Vinso Kodirkos.
Okay, wow.
Yeah, it just took €2. It was incredible.
Nice. Yeah, I think most of these places are quite central, generally. Like, yeah, you can walk Šnipiškės or Naujamestis.
Exactly.
Or...
Yeah, everywhere is Vilnius, actually, is pretty close to each other. And that's... I realized that I kind of super used to hear and just, like, become, like, a local when I said, oh, like, I don't know for which place, for example, a Baltupe, oh, it's too far. But for me, it's nothing in Istanbul, like, you know, it's just typical direction for me, like.
Yeah.
I just realized that, okay, I became a local here, apparently.
Yeah, you get used to it, I think. Once you live central, it's like you don't want to go back to long commutes or anything. I live outside of, like, kind of outside of the city, so I'm used to it. But yeah, every time I'm thinking, like, oh, maybe I should try living more central for a bit. But I'm like, ah, oh, maybe actually not, because I'll get used to it, and then I'll be very, it's very hard to move out again. But yeah, where do you live now? What area?
I live literally upside of Peronas.
Oh,
it's crazy. like each July or August, it's impossible to sleep.
Uh-huh.
Like they are raving every day, basically.
Wow.
But the fact is, one time I'll never forget that day, that night. I just finished my shift in Western Union, and I was hearing the music, of course. It was a Thursday evening. I mean, they are kind of in Berlin style. Yeah, literally, like, they mm-hmm. are raving, like, as we party 2 weeks ago, the same type of music that I'm not kind of that used to.
Mm-hmm.
But this time, that pure 90s was playing there. Like, literally, like, I'm talking about, I know, Self Controls, Coco Jumbos, Barbie Girls,
mm-hmm.
What else? Anything that you can think about 90s, basically.
Yeah.
Like, Snaps. So I couldn't believe at the first time. Come on, like I just looked at the balcony now. Just one song. Then I returned the second song. Then I returned the third song. Okay, call Tom. I'm going. Bye. Bye. And I called my Polish friend. She is in Poland. She will be back to here, I believe, soon. And we were back then neighbors. We were like, she was living literally at next to bus station. I was just living in upside Perona. So mm-hmm. I just called her randomly. I said, you have to come here.
Yeah.
You have to just, I'm working, but I can't, I don't know, like, just screw the work, just come in, like I say, you know. And she came, we had a blast, like, it was super fun, we both know, but my, like, literally my place, the moment that I quit the place was like, do you remember the Bon Jovi's It's My Life video clip?
Mm-hmm.
The girl, the boy quits the place and the girl calls down and he says, like, you, Tommy, you have to come here.
Yeah,
you're
yeah.
all missing. It was the vice versa, you know? Yeah, it was so spontaneous and it was super, super fun.
Mm.
Never forget that day.
sounds great. Yeah, once you live in the city, it's like, you know, you can just go to whatever's happening and just invite people to join.
Exactly. Unfortunately, these spontaneous, this a little bit far from center, it's just you'll miss the spontaneous things. But you never know once you across. I mean, I also randomly, for example, this Pablo Latino, they said like super reggaeton or Spanish place. Once I entered again, 90s, like randomly, I mean, I was like, I never imagined this way. Oh, uh-huh. Cool.
So, they want to have a mix, I guess, of
probably,
people coming in.
Or just I get the 90s, but I don't know.
Yeah, just 80s, 90s, 90s. I don't think there's that many places that do like 80s, 90s, so maybe they found like
a, not unfortunately a, but there is an event of 90s in Žalgiris Arena in May, March or April.
Okay.
Yeah, full of like these all the bands that I mentioned.
Oh, okay.
Full of them, basic 90s night.
Okay,
so,
nice.
I mean, I don't, hopefully this corona situation will not be basically the numbers are not going that up, so let's see.
Yeah, let's hope for the best. So can you tell me a little bit about your work as well, like what do you do?
I'm currently working as a Know Your Customer associate in Western Union. Basically, my job is decide people whether they can use Western Union or they cannot use Western
mm-hmm.
Union. So since my main language is Turkish and I can speak French, I can work with any country, but probably 70 or 85% I only work with Turkish or French language, and
mm-hmm.
Turkey are friends.
Mm-hmm.
Probably I did interviews, 3 or 4 interviews since I started in English, since I started in Western
mm-hmm.
Union. Yeah, my job is basically that. The more I finish more cases, the more I got more bonus points. So literally, as a basic phrase, to be more comprehensible, I decide to people, to, well, I'm the person that one of the deciders that people can use Western Union or not.
Okay, so languages really came in handy.
Exactly, like literally my big part of my salary is coming from these two languages.
Mm-hmm.
So I think it's useful, I believe.
Yeah, of course, of course. And I think you told me that you've been already starting to learn like languages since childhood, so maybe you can tell us the story, how you started that.
I mean, I was always interested to English language, this specifically in the part of music. Like, I was always listening to these freestylers or 90s, basically, back then, even I was 7 years old,
mm-hmm.
like, playing old football in my street or stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And I was kind of trying to initiate without any English language. So apparently, my parents saw that, and
mm-hmm.
just, like, they just decided to send me a private high school in Istanbul that's based on English, literally.
Okay.
And, yeah, every classroom is based on English level. that they decide according to everything on English level. And I got some English like learning back then, but to be honest, what changed my life is the decision of the French high school. It just basically like gave me. I mean, it's just still I say that like my best years, all everything is that small high school. Mm. It's not only gave me a language; it gave me a family.
Oh.
Friendships for over like 14, 15 years. Wow. One of my main crew, they are getting married very soon. Mm. And probably, yeah, I'll be attending a wedding in hometown. It's kind of weird, or I don't know. I mean, I'm so happy for them, of course, because the boy was also from my primary school.
Oh.
And they met randomly in a party in the city. I'm kind of a bit happy for them, for Super Bowl, because I visited them in Paris as well from here. They were living in Paris back then. But on the other side, I feel kind of a bit weird because this is the first time in my major crew that in the family, that crew that I call family, like first person getting married. So mm-hmm.
Growing up.
I said like in the 2008 or 2009, like in a random bar we were drinking. And I said, randomly said out of nowhere, listen, in this crew, I'll be the last one getting married, okay? I'll just read it out, like, count this date, count this hour, just note it somewhere. So, yeah.
Let's see how
it goes.
You never know.
But, yeah, it feels weird that, like, someone is getting married. I have one Turkish, half-Turkish, half-American. She's got engaged in US. I don't know, it feels weird.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think it's the strangest when your childhood friends are
exactly,
the ones
you know. Exactly, like, you know
them as, like, the crazy people who would
remember the
old
moments that you live, like...
Yeah, like, people pulling pranks, you know, doing, like, random things, and then all serious, having a family
exactly.
and getting married.
Never imagined this way, like...
Yeah. It's difficult to see, but, you know, yeah, that's life. It goes, it goes on.
Exactly.
And in Western Union, actually, I want to talk a little bit about that, because... That was kind of my preconception about, like, a lot of internationals in Vilnius, that a lot of them are just working in Western Union because it's this big company that employs
a lot of
international people. How do you find it, company-wise?
There are cool people in Western Union. Like, there are amazing people. Never imagined that way also. Exactly, full of internationals. My team leader also is, like, we have a, like, temporary-looking person for team lead. Mm-hmm. He's also from Turkey. The fact is, people are super nice.
Mm-hmm.
Like, each time you ask for a help or you go, like, anything, basically, they are, like, super willing to help. Yeah, there are incredible people, actually, really, and these people are, like, speaking multiple languages and just some of them are super social.
Mm-hmm.
The fact is, I met with the majority even we are in working from, like, everybody, we are working from home.
Mm-hmm.
And you don't have the chance to see your colleagues.
Yeah.
Not at all. So I met the majority. There are so many talented and super nice people, most importantly. Mm-hmm. So I'm happy to be, like, I never expected this thing, like, ever.
Mm. Oh, okay. I was also wondering, because you came here to study and then you stayed, like, mm-hmm. what are the differences between being here as a student and being here as after studies, working, just living life?
Students, while being a student, I was also working because I had a lot of free time.
Mm-hmm.
But the fact is, since I'm non-EU national, life is kind of hard to me in every part of Europe. Mm-hmm. Doesn't matter where the country is in Europe, actually. I always like the work life more than the student life. I still text to my Istanbul friends or the ones who quit their work, go to masters to US or France, or doesn't matter where the country,
mm-hmm.
actually. I always say work life is better, right? I said.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, they were saying, I wouldn't say better, but easier, I would say, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Because, I mean, I don't know, it really depends on the major or stuff also, or it depends on the university, or it depends basically everything, like, environment, as you know. I was all studying.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I remember in this, after bachelor's in Turkey for chemistry, when I, like, graduated, I just lifted my head up, like, basically, and mm-hmm. I got diploma, that's it.
Wow.
That's the thing, like, that's why, like, I want to finish as soon as possible and just, like, start to work. Like,
mm-hmm.
as a person, probably everybody will, not everybody, but, like, most of people will hate me because think of this, but I prefer the work life
mm-hmm.
much more.
Mm-hmm. I think
mostly it's vice versa, I know, but I'm kind of the exception, so to say.
Mm-hmm. I don't know. Yeah, it depends, I think, especially for, like, hard subjects like chemistry, like medicine, you know, exactly. That's your life pretty much for 4 years, for 6 years, for however you're long you're studying.
Like books like in this shape. Yeah. So like yeah, basically the not scientific version is law or I don't know. So
mm-hmm. Yeah, of course, if you study like social science, it's a bit more free. You have more time. Exactly. You can go experience the world.
Well, I felt that in Lithuania a lot, actually. I'm glad that I did that. So. Mm.
So for business, why did you decide business? Were you thinking to start your own business as well, or just it was an interesting
I kind of done off science or engineering. Okay. I was like super after this Middle East experience specifically, mm-hmm. because the fact is I was a team leader there. Like I was on like basically I was my workers, like I was there back 26 years old, and the old youngest of my workers is like 41. So can you imagine the old people, you handle them, and just like these people are asking you for off days or stuff, and you are just like 26 years old managing like all these 50, 42 years old people. So in the end of the year, I was like, I'm done. Mm-hmm. I'm done. Like, I mean, literally psychologically, physically, super overwhelmed. It was like too much. And I just needed a big chapter, new page, basically.
Mm-hmm.
Fresh right. page,
basically. Business. And what was your thesis about?
Basically, I wrote my thesis about the water systems in terms of cleaning.
Mm.
All this about sewage systems in the Europe, Belgium, Netherlands, Turkey, and Lithuania.
Okay.
Oh, yeah, all these sewage systems, how to clean the water, basically.
Okay, this was for which degree? This was for the business degree?
In here.
Okay.
In here.
Nice. Okay. So
yeah,
wow.
I just kind of combined, basically. Yeah.
You just used all of your experience.
Basically. Exactly. Like all these experience and all these like some books are from the university and all these Middle Eastern experience. So
mm-hmm.
even they published this article from it actually.
Oh wow!
They find it pretty interesting.
Not bad.
I mean, at least published. So I wouldn't mind it, to be honest.
Yeah. Yeah. That's great.
Yeah. Exactly.
That's awesome. And also good to have something about Lithuania. being published, and wonderful, right? So outside of work, what kind of hobbies or things do you do in the city?
Well, as I said, I should be lessen the amount of socializing,
right,
and just like presenting myself, hi, I am Bota from Istanbul, to and just start to conversation. But the fact is, as I said, I'm meeting specifically this year amazing people.
Mm-hmm.
I'm so lucky in terms of people, and I hope this is going to be this continues.
Mm-hmm.
Music, of course. Events are started, as you know, these big concerts. So one is coming next Tuesday. Woodkid is coming.
Yes, I'm going.
I'm going.
Okay.
I'm going. You're going?
I'm going.
Cool. Okay. I'm going alone. So let's meet there.
Yeah. We can meet
but there. But I think you're going to be inside in the stadium area, right? I can only find a ticket in balcony, so.
Yeah. I don't remember. I bought from someone, actually. But it's all seats. There's no standing.
I'll be in balcony, so let's see. It will be my first time ever in balcony. Like I see bunch of groups in my life, but never ever from the balcony. So I was, I think in every country it's the same. There is this people of like made for concerts. Basically, they were wait for the date and stuff. They were like buzzing for the fences, and I was one of these people actually. Like basically counting the like calendar, like. Putting cross and the day is finished, like I know placebo 5 days coming, I don't know, like Guns and Roses 4 days left, yeah, like yeah. You know. Yeah, I was literally specifically in high school era. Oh my god.
So yeah. Many concerts in Vilnius that you go to?
The fact is, since we were in COVID, I was so sad when Fall supposed to came to Vilnius. I booked my ticket right there. I got my ticket. The British in the band. But COVID, so yeah, I was devastated, like, you know, I was so, like, also ex-ambassadors to Loftus, they were supposed to come again, COVID, so.
Mm-hmm.
Apart from it, I went to 2 AC/DC tribute band concerts, both were, like, incredible, even I remember, because of the amount of jumping, I couldn't use the t-shirt anymore. It was super close, it's in this Alos Name. It was super close. It was last one year ago, basically. We went to... I was actually... You know my friend Nastia?
Yes.
She was having a small celebration for her birthday. There was Asta also there, but I didn't know nothing about her. And she was saying, like, there is this big event in Naruti. if I pronounce it correctly.
Mm-hmm.
I said, yeah, AC, there's an AC/DC tribute band. I'm going on Friday. I mean, mm-hmm. just join us. I'm going alone. So, and she texted me like mm-hmm. 5 minutes ago before the concert. Like, are you here? I'm inside. Yeah, 5 minutes. Cool. we had a blast. It was super fun. And then I met you guys. So, yeah.
Yeah, Asta is like the connection exactly. with the person. And she's really good for going out and concerts. She like she knows everything that's happening, I feel.
Yeah, she also lived in Barcelona or Amsterdam, she said, I believe.
Yeah, both.
So, yeah.
Both Amsterdam and Barcelona, so.
Yeah, probably she had experiences from there also, I believe so.
Mm-hmm.
Apart from there, let me think, the concerts in Vilnius. No, unfortunately, no, not a big concert yet. Not a big concert. Actually, I wouldn't miss those, like, but COVID probably.
Yeah, COVID. I mean, that's mm-hmm. everywhere. All them
exactly.
got pushed forward, but now they're coming back. So
hopefully.
I see like this. There's this 8 days a week.
Exactly.
You know,
I'm also a big fan of that.
They keep like promoting different things. I'm like, oh, I like this one. I don't have enough money to go to everything. But yeah.
Probably we all need a calendar to cross days.
Yes, exactly. I feel like this. And it was sad. I think I had some tickets before COVID that were pushed and then gone. But hopefully those are coming back. Festivals are coming back as well, so.
Hopefully.
Music festivals,
Apart from it, for the local ones, I've been to Sindicatas how many times? Two times. Three. One is Western Union event. One is this in Lukiškės Square, in Lukiškės mm-hmm. prison. The most fun in the first one in Vasoras Terrace, where I've been with my Norwegian friend.
Mm.
The Western Union event was also fine. But, you know, the environment is kind of super commercialized and, like, you know, the age is kind of getting older and there. Mm-hmm. So, but also in the end, they got also exploded. So just like everybody. Actually, I wasn't expecting they hip hopped in Lithuanian in the rhythm of Smells Like Teen Spirit from Nirvana. And I was like, done, like, this is it. Like, you know, like, I wasn't expecting this suddenly out of nowhere, this rhythm of, like, this classic electric guitar from Kurt uh-huh. Cobain. And I'm done, like, back to high school.
Wow, yeah, nostalgia.
I literally, like, for 3 minutes, I was fell to the heaven, like, you know.
That's great. I just, like, not being able to recognize the words, but exactly. then recognize the music and, like, getting...
Yeah, you wouldn't mind at all if you know the rhythm. So for ages specifically, that's the first song I ever covered in my life, actually, in bass playing. Yeah. Probably everybody's.
Yeah, I think it's a very popular song to start off
exactly.
with.
Exactly. Even we don't understand a single word, it was super fun.
Mm-hmm.
We had a blast of every time. So yeah, hopefully there will be many more.
Yeah, I'm sure. I mean,
definitely.
They're coming. They're coming next summer. I think it will be back. To normal. Well, we can hope, at least.
Hopefully. About high school?
Sure.
I was a super shy guy. Like, the fact is, the decision of French high school is, like, out of nowhere. My semester, which I graduated, like, we didn't attend it to these Turkish high schools. Nobody knows why. Everybody went for the third language.
Mm-hmm.
Like, some learned Italian, some learned French, some learned German. It all depends on the points. I couldn't obtain the for German. But I'm kind of also glad to decide on end of on French. At first, I was super close to learn Italian because my best friend just like joined there. And I just, wherever he goes, I'll go.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I was basically 17, so
mm-hmm.
I can take the proper decisions accordingly. My mom said that a lot of people speaks French.
Mm-hmm.
And sadly, we don't have a Spanish high school in the city. So yeah, it was basically... But I was a super shy guy, even I don't speak in the classroom while I was this preparatory courses of French learning.
Mm-hmm.
And they were kind of a bit, would like to fail my all lessons and start to retake courses since I don't speak at all in the courses. Then I met with the bass,
uh-huh.
literally like in the second year. Somebody just like gave me like, the band needs the bass player.
Mm-hmm.
I was super interested and... Since my arms are long and it's kind of, you know, has heavy instruments,
mm-hmm.
so it's big. And it just basically changed my life forever.
Mm.
Literally, I kept continue to be silent as much as possible, but my actions kind of acted too much. So I was just trying to show everything on stage with all capable of playing skills, and I was having a lot of fun. Mm-hmm. I was almost concentrating on band and just how we music produce, how the list of the cover, the songs that we cover. But we separated so bad, like the drummer went to France, singer went to USA. Mm-hmm. I went to the capital, the complete opposite direction. Mm-hmm. And then we just separated, basically.
Mm-hmm. So do you think you'll find another band here, maybe?
I need to practice for that. Quite like less socializing. Why not? Then why not? Yeah. Why not?
Yeah, well, so yeah. Meet people who are in a band and socialize and play together.
Exactly. But yeah, there are too many guitar players in the city, actually. Mm-hmm. There are the drummer is hard to find.
Mm-hmm.
And bass player, of course, everywhere is like less. So, but there are, I met among the internationals or Lithuanians, there are a hell of a guitar players in here.
Mm-hmm.
There are a lot.
Yeah, I think it's quite popular.
Play an instrument.
I play a little bit guitar, but just enough to sing along to, basically. Okay. Because,
classic?
Acoustic.
Acoustic,
guitar.
Cool. Yeah.
I have an electric guitar as well, but cool. I don't really play it much.
Okay.
I just got it because I was studying in England, and I didn't have a guitar there, and I didn't want to bring my own from Lithuania, and this friend of mine was moving out and he was selling his electric guitar, so I was like, you want it? I was like, yeah, why not? I'll take that, you know. And it's good because actually when you're living with people, you know, you can just unplug it and then it doesn't makes any sound. So you can practice and not disturb people, and then when you want to actually play, you can plug it in.
Yeah, for that I have to buy a headphone amplifier, so it works pretty good.
Mm.
It's just like you plug the amp to this connection part, and just you plug the headphones, and nobody can hear you, basically. Mm-hmm. You can only hear your bass. The only sad thing is, when you cover songs, you give the apparently song from this part and the bass from that part, and you don't feel it that much.
Mm.
So you have only like very small space for the ears. So that's the only thing.
Mm-hmm.
So, I don't know. Apart from it, I brought my ukulele bass to here first because it's super small and just like sounds, with the amplified sounds actually like a bass.
Okay.
And, well. But the fact is, then I realized that I just missed my guitar a lot.
Uh-huh.
And I just brought the actual bass from home when I was in June back there.
Mm-hmm. Nice. So, yeah. Cool. Yeah, I have a ukulele too, but it's like basically a toy ukulele. So I just also play for fun to sing along to, and if I go somewhere travel, then it's easier to bring them.
Yeah, I mean, it's super easy. Exactly,
it's so tiny, and then you just, you know, it's fun, you can sing along with people and just just have a good time, make some funny songs and like that.
Yeah, I mean, ukulele actually has a sound without the amp. Mine, for ukulele bass, you don't have a chance, nobody hear you.
Mm.
You have to just, when you plug amp to amp, it's like, oh my god, how does a small thing can produce this sound like?
it's tricky. So a question I ask usually towards the end of the podcast is to describe living in Lithuania in 3 words.
Cool, good question. International, my first would be.
Mm-hmm.
Second will be cold. It's really too cold for me. And third will be joy. Joy will be, yeah. Specifically this era.
Mm.
Yeah, I'm kind of a bit like super smiling, like just back in those high school times, you know, when I closed the door and just like felt in sleep or like super tired or like. But I'm almost finishing the night after a long time in my life. Like, what a great night. Sleep. So this era kind of would feel lucky than the actual whole era in my life, actually. Kind of rebirth, basically.
Oh, that's great to hear, especially after COVID and having locked away, right? And now it's...
I mean, the lockdown has a different story for me because I kind of lived that life in this chemistry education.
Mm.
So it didn't affect mentally like as people did that. But I can, of course, if I make empathy, of course, I mean...
Mm-hmm.
But kind of it, I was so like accidentally well trained into to the life. It's just COVID is like, all right. So like,
regular week.
Just like back in those days, basically, like, you know. And yeah, but of course, like after post COVID is like, you know, when the first bars are open stuff. So
mm-hmm.
one of the greatest feelings ever, basically.
Yeah. No, I'm glad that life is coming back and
yeah,
things happening. And yeah, you can meet cool people and socialize. And
exactly. As I said, this year, like starting from my Norwegian friend's birthday, my life is on a kind of an increasing trend in terms of people. Like every day I'm meeting incredible people. Like I'm super glad from different nationalities. For example, even I go for this FIFA tournament like every Wednesday on Fabio and Fabio Nishkes. Last week was crazy. I was like so concentrated on winning it, like pushing myself. I'm not gonna lose. Like, you know, I ended with the third place.
Nice. Congratulations.
It takes a lot. We enjoyed with my two friends in here for the food. We got a voucher in this Olibet Sporto Baras.
Ah, okay.
And yeah, we enjoyed there. I mean, it was just like 10 euros, but anyways, so. something at least. So yeah, tomorrow I'm gonna go as well. Hopefully I'm gonna win this time for 25 euros.
Wow, okay.
But
you're gonna have a fan base soon of people like watching.
But yeah, like my semi-final game, these whole tournament participators was like watching the game. It was like, I feel, you know, like you can comment on backside when people are playing. Like, ah, this is good, this is bad. Like once you enter that chair, like okay, it's like stressful.
It's,
you know,
it's hard, yeah.
Imagine that you, like basically, yeah. In every country, it should be the same, I believe. In a base comp, you're in a competition, and you answer out of television like, "Ah, this is A, like it's easy, or B, like or C, I mean, come on." And then you enter the chair back then on live, like everybody's watching you. Then like. Bomb, like
the pressure is
exactly on. Like you all forgot what you know basically in 2 seconds, and then you got the question, I'm like, how can I do this wrong or like stuff. So yeah, the pressure is too tense once you're across the screen or whatever you're participating basically.
Great. Okay, so thank you so much.
Thank you so much for the conversation.
Yeah, it was really great.
It was really cool to be here also.
Thank you for listening. For more conversations like this one, subscribe to the podcast and let's connect on the Living in Lithuania Facebook page. If you or someone you know would like to be on the podcast, feel free to get in touch. Until next time.